Maybe University, the class today. Did you guess what it is? Any and every parent is familiar, very familiar with this, but it's a little louder if you have daughters. The second hint of what we're going to learn today in class. Describing it in one word, exhausting. And the final hint, and feel free to call up and help teach the class if you're familiar with this. 222-2899, Baby University. It happens way more frequently with little girls than it does boys.
Okay.
Even more the reason why I should teach this class, or we should all help you learn about this, Scotty, because you only know the world of boys.
I do. I had two boys, and the oldest one will be 20 in June.
Yeah.
Or the youngest one is 20 in June.
Okay. So here I put it in the bag.
She's coming over with a video.
Well,
okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
Every day we have props.
This, yeah, okay. Earplugs. Earplugs.
That, my friend, is what you will need when your daughter asks for a slumber party.
Oh no. God.
Sleepovers. And please call up and tell Scotty 222-2899. Especially if you're a parent, if you're a dad of a daughter.
Wow. Okay. Louder if you have daughters. Exhausting, and mostly it'll happen with daughters. Okay. I get it.
Now,
totally get it.
My husband still to this day does not understand that girls play differently than boys. But little boys roughhouse. They, from what I hear, they break things, whatever.
I can attest to the fact. Yes.
Are just loud. They just play loud.
Like, what do you mean? Just scream all
the
time?
They just scream. My husband, the very first time we had a sleepover, there's always tears. Somebody's not happy. You can't please everybody. The more kids you have, the chance of tears and drama increases.
All right.
But he was like, oh my God, I think they're hurting each other. I'm like, nope. That's just how girls play. But I'm getting a headache. I'm like, nope, that's fine. They're having fun.
Is that why you bought those earplugs for him?
Yes. That will come in handy for you.
So is this sleepover class or how to deal with screaming kids class?
I guess I think in if you have advice on specific sleepover, fine. Call 222-2899. But just girls in general play differently. My neighbor next door, we have a bunch of little girls in the neighborhood. And he was like, gosh, it hurts my head when they play outside. And I'm like, that's because you have boys. You don't understand. They're having fun.
Okay.
It's just how girls, they scream. What do you want to? That's just, we don't break things. We just scream.
You got to understand something, though. I'm actually trying to, you know, process the whole girl thing. But with that in mind, that's actually comforting for me because I know where they are at all times. They're a little siren.
There
like,
you go.
With the boys, it's like I turn around, they're gone. Like, where are you guys? Guys! You know, and they're out in the woods somewhere, like, throwing rocks at trees. And so, yeah, I was always scoping out, where are the kids? Where are the boys? Where are they playing? Are they downstairs? Are they upstairs? Because you never heard a peep out of them.
Yeah. You just saw a trail of destruction with little boys.
Yeah, a few thumps, a few holes in the wall.
That's what I hear a lot. A lot of my friends who have little boys, they're like, you know, a couple of my friends who have sold their homes, they're like, oh, I got to patch up the holes before I have an open house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, patch up the holes? Yeah, I have a world of boys. I'm like, really?
Yeah, especially teenagers. Like, they will inevitably, there's not one man/male out there that hasn't punched a wall once in their life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. You know? Wish you were having boys. I could teach everything. Hi, DeBuzz.
Hi, how are you, Scott?
Help me out. Help.
I can't help you out. It's horrible. I told Sandy, let the drama begin.
Really?
I'm the one who called last week about the slumber party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see? Oh. Thank you so much, Professor, because we're in this together, helping Scott and everybody like Scott learn about the world of baby girls. your husband, does he try to get out of the house when there is a sleepover?
Oh, he's never been involved in any of them. And I went over the top. Like, I would take girls camping at Hamlin Beach, like 13 of them by myself.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
You are a super mom.
You're masochist.
Oh, my gosh. So much drama. So much. My daughter's 24 now, thank God. But, yeah. Oh, we had lots of sleepovers and lots of drama.
See, I'm new to the whole sleepover concept. I mean, he's had one of his...
Yeah, boys don't do it.
Yeah, so this is a whole new world.
Well, now, I have to say, and you probably know this by listening to the show for as long as you have, that Scott kind of likes drama. So I feel like he's going to fit right in.
You know what? I don't know about girl drama.
Yeah, I think it's going to be for a hot minute, and then I'm going to be like, okay, I'm done with this. My wife is such a girly girl, though. She's perfect. This will go perfect for her.
Well, good luck to you.
Thanks.
Leave the house.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I like leave the house. It'll work.
I don't like that. I don't like that. Your wife needs backup support.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.